break your head personally.
Tully sneered.
Shit!
Maybe not, but you goddamn well better believe I'll give it my best shot. Move!
Tully moved, startled by his intensity.
Fish caught up a minute later. He exchanged glances with Smed, said, "There isn't anybody behind us. Slow down while I scout ahead." He went. 2 minutes later, he signaled all clear and Smed slipped into the killing place. The smell of death was in the air already, though not yet strong. Fish growled outside. Tully responded with a snarl but clumped inside. Smeds eased down the cellar stairs and was surprised to find the death room still illuminated by the stubs of some of the candles that had been burning before. Nothing had changed except that the corpses had stiffened and relaxed again, and a roaring swarm of flies had gathered, working their eyes, nostrils, mouths, and wounds. Tully said,
"Oh, shit!"
and dumped whatever was in his stomach. "I've seen worse," Fish said from the doorway. "And there's just a bare chance this scene here could get worse. Sit down in the chair, Tully."
"What?"
"Sit down. Before we get to work, we have to talk about who got into the money Timmy kept in his bedroll."
Tully started, went pale, tried to bluster.
"What the shit you trying to pull, Fish?"
Smed said,
"Sit your ass down, Tully. Then tell us how come you gotta be stealing from Timmy and mooching from me when you just made the biggest hit of your life." "What the hell are you?"
Fish popped him in the brisket, pushed him into the chair. "This here is serious business, Tully. Real serious. Maybe you don't realize. Maybe you haven't been paying attention to what's going on. Look around. Come on. That's the boy. See this? This was our pal, Timmy Loken. Just a sweet, happy kid you conned into thinking he could get rich. These other guys did this to him. And they were gentle as virgins compared to some of the people who are after us. Look at them, Tully. Then tell us how you've been dicking up, being too damned stupid to be scared, too damned dumb to sit tight and wait the storm out."
Malevolent rage filled Tully's eyes. He looked like he was thinking about getting stubborn, where stubborn was pointless.
Smed said, "You're a screw-up, cousin. You had one damned good idea in your whole damned life, and as soon as we get to work on it, you gotta go and try to mess it up for all of us. Come on! What did you do? Are we all in a hole?"
A flicker of cunning, quickly hidden.
"I just made a couple bad bets is all."
"A couple? And you lost so much you had to go stealing from Timmy?"
Tully put on his stubborn face. Fish slapped it for him.
"Gambling. You dipshit. Probably with somebody who knew you from before and knew you didn't have a pot to piss in. Tell us about it."
The words came tumbling out, and they did not disappoint Smed's suspicions in the least. Tully told an idiot's tale of